House Martin's Caravan of Love.
I've just found something very exciting.
Yeah.
In the prize.
No, wait for it. We're doing the prizes in a minute.
Oh, okay.
You can't. You've got to jump the gun. You're jumping the gun.
Oh, I've got to give it a build
first
up.
Of all, we've got a new business from Ian Lamont in Watford, whose timing was also slightly out. Because if he'd managed this 10 minutes ago, we could have had it done in the proper voice.
Oh.
But Ian Lamont from Watford, he's got a new business.
What's his new business?
Yeah, it's a womble business.
Really? How's that going?
It's picking up.
I like it.
Yeah. Should have been done as Madame Cholet, but she's left the building, unfortunately.
Oh.
Lovely Bernard Cribbins.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, we've got to do the competition.
Okay,
we're doing the competition. We have two callers already sorted. Don't call in for
that. Don't call in for that.
Don't do that.
Oh, why aren't people calling in with new businesses? Oh, they are. Oh, we should take some of those calls as well.
Have we got anyone online right now?
No.
Oh, no. No, don't go that way. Don't go freeform.
Don't do that because we're doing Pull the Other One.
We are doing Pull the Other One, yes. So there's two people, they're online already.
Yes.
I, to be honest, the rules are sketchy.
The rules are sketchy at best. It's, we say a question.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So they'll be online.
Yeah.
Is it online?
We should have figured this out off air, shouldn't we?
Or is it on air? That's what I mean, not online. On air.
They'll be online and on digital on 88 to 91.
It's all there. So they'll be on air as we ask the question.
Yeah.
And the first person to interrupt with the answer will get to choose whether it's cracker A or B. We will read half of a joke and they will have the length of the record to come up with the answer or closest to it.
But if they don't like the joke that they get given, they can say, pull the other one.
Oh.
So then they can choose from the other cracker.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You didn't you think up
a new business?
No. No, didn't you? Didn't
do you know I did?
Yes.
I thought I made up a joke about Christmas and I love it and it's a good one and it sounds like it's a Christmas cracker joke, but honestly...
This was someone asked you for your favourite Christmas cracker joke.
My favourite?
Your Craven?
My John Craven Christmas joke. No, my favourite Christmas joke. And I said, well, I haven't got one. And they said, oh, would you make one up? And I was like, no, I haven't actually got time for that. But when someone throws down that sort of challenge...
Sure.
I rise to it.
No stranger to a competitive streak.
No, that's right. So here it is. Who is the bane of Santa's life?
I don't know. Who is the bane of Santa's life?
It's only the elf and safety officer.
It's an excellent Christmas joke. I'd say it's too good for a cracker, though.
Too good for a cracker.
Yeah.
Too good for a cracker.
Anyway, that was very good. It will be probably a less good joke that you'll have to figure out the punchline to. And we have prizes, right?
We are, yes. Now I can tell you why I'm excited.
Now, tell us why you're excited.
Because in the stash of prizes that we are offering comes a DVD by the name of Big John, Little John.
I cannot believe.
The complete series.
This is
do
like,
you remember that?
I do, but like it's 30 years ago.
I know. Big John, Little John, what a way to grow.
And the title sequence where you saw him growing. Now, we were just, what, he was... He was a man.
Was he?
It was kind of like Big, wasn't it? Except he actually became a kid and a grown up.
And a grown up. Now, I can't remember. Did he become his own father? Was that the story?
It something like that.
It would have been a bit weird, I suppose. Weird for his mother, if that's what happened.
Well, slightly, yeah.
Yeah, slightly.
And it was a kid's show.
It says here Big John, Little John is an NBC classic kids comedy from 1976. As John, a junior high school science teacher who takes... Oh, he was a high school teacher, takes a sip from the fountain of youth.
Right.
And then becomes a 12-year-old version of himself.
Where did he find the fountain of youth?
Well, was he was a science teacher, so maybe
he made it.
Yeah,
he probably...
he made it.
In a Petri dish.
Yeah, he did with a Bunsen burner.
Yeah.
Don't put your hand through the orange flame.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can put your hand through...
Yeah, the orange flame's fine. Well, I mean, it's not advisable, but... Yeah, it was the blue flame you had to really be aware of.
Really, don't put your hand through
that.
Now,
is that the complete
or any
first series or just the complete series?
Well, it says the complete
maybe
series.
Maybe there only was one.
All 13 episodes.
Oh, maybe, so, there was only ever 13 episodes. It felt like it went on for years.
Yeah, but to be fair, they probably just kept repeating it and we were too young to realise.
Well, I mean, you can win that today.
You can win that among many others. Goodness, we've got Titanic.
Is that like some special super-duper edition of Titanic?
It does say it's a special edition, only
it's
because it's wrapped in cling
box.
Foil.
Yeah, yes. And it's got a cardboard sleeve.
It has got a cardboard sleeve, yeah.
I've got Charlie Borman, Sydney to Tokyo. That's a man on a bike.
That's a man on a bike. I've got a signed CD of Will Young.
Oh, that's
greatest
rather good.
Hits. That is good.
Yeah. The Hangover.
Oh, have you seen that yet? That's a very funny film. That is fantastic.
Very funny film.
I've actually seen that film 6 times.
Why 6 times?
Because it's brilliant.
And it also guest stars Jeffrey Tambor.
Yes.
My new best friend. I've just been working with him.
Your new BF.
I'm slightly in love with him.
Are you?
Yeah.
He's the dad in that, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Yeah.
What does he play in your...
He plays my therapist, and I've just been making a pilot for NBC.
For NBC? Yes. Home of Big John, Little John.
And Jeffrey Tambor plays my therapist. I've never laughed so much in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, how brilliant.
Yeah. We have Merlin, Volume 1, Series 2, Episodes 1 to 6. Series 2, Volume 1, Episodes... I should probably say it that order.
Yeah.
It's quite a hefty package for 6 episodes.
Yeah. Well, it's as you say, it's cardboard sleeve.
Yeah.
I've got Davina Fit, brand new for 2010. Ooh-hoo! But as it's not the new year, I'm going to say 2010.
Oh, you don't
and
care.
And compliance be damned.
Yeah. Davina Fit.
Look at that.
Mm, she is fit.
She's so
fit. Look at that washboard stomach.
If you had abs like that, never wear a jumper.
No.
Never cover them up.
No.
That's how you have to dress in that little bikinini or whatever they're called.
How much work must it be to keep like that?
Oh, I don't know.
She's a driven lady, isn't she?
I wouldn't know. Yes.
God bless her. I would love a bit of a Davina.
I've got Crooked House, which I...
Oh, that's Mark Gatiss's thing.
Yeah.
So very good.
Brilliant, scary, funny and dramatic.
Very good. Brand new series of Shooting Stars on DVD.
Brilliant.
It is, according to Heat magazine, a joyously funny return of Shooting Stars.
And they would know.
They would know.
Boom. Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Haven't actually heard of that.
No.
But it must be a hidden gem.
And it's from the archives.
It is. It's based on a play by Tennessee Williams.
How extraordinary.
I know.
Tennessee Williams didn't write a play called Boom, did he?
Well, no. I think he...
That's the Hollywood... That was the Hollywood title.
It's probably Count on a Hot Tin Roof, but they just thought, call it Boom. It'll be fine.
God, smack it up.
Boom. It's actually Boom exclamation marks.
It is.
It definitely wasn't the original title. Yeah. I'm amazed.
Elizabeth Taylor gets top billing over Richard Burton. Was that always the way?
I think she was the bigger star.
Was she the bigger star?
Yeah, I reckon. She was. Wasn't she the first person actress in the world to be paid $1 million for Cleopatra?
Yes, then quite right too.
Then got pneumonia and pulled a sickie. She did.
Did she?
Yeah. Well, Cleopatra took about 4.5 years to make, apparently.
Well, it was worth
it. She couldn't shake that cough. She was really, really ill. She was really, really ill.
Tickly throat for years,
she had. I know, yes.
That's why she'd keep getting married.
Do you not watch the Bio Channel?
No, I don't. I don't think I get the Bio Channel.
Maybe it was an E! Hollywood True Story.
I don't get that channel either.
Do you not?
I just have Freeview. I don't feel I need any more.
I thought that was on Freeview.
It isn't.
Is it not?
Well, I haven't found it. Maybe that's beyond QVC. I don't really go further than that. I don't go to QVC.
Do you listen to the radio on the telly? Have you ever done that?
I have done that. And then you don't know where to look.
Yes,
you sort of find yourself watching the screen. You think, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Do you feel that it's because the sound appears bigger?
Just because if there's a screen lit up in the room, you feel like you have to look at it.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, we've got the quizzes coming up.
Have we got callers online? No. Song?
No, we're going to... This is Mumford & Sons. This is Little Lion Man. And it's the quiz right after this. My finger isn't working again!